Definitely would say I transformed a lot, and looking back on it, I definitely had experiences at the college that made me into the person I am today.
I grew up a lot that first year.
Over the past 4 years, I've changed, but it's for the better.
The class of 2015 is closing the book on another chapter of their lives. This is not only a time where seniors are busy getting ready for the future, but also looking back on how they've transformed their lives since enrolling in college. Kendall Boley, a senior global communications major, reflects on the changes she's made in her life since freshman year. From switching her major to pursue her true dream and turning an internship into a full-time job, she's excited to move on to the next stage in her life and believes good things will happen. So Kendall, how do you feel like you've transformed from freshman year to senior year?
As a freshman, I was not as outgoing, and I actually went in as a nursing major thinking that I wanted a career in the sciences. But after meeting my roommate and bonding over entertainment, finally realized at the end of freshman year that I wanted to be a communications major and to someday be on E!
Senior Global Communications major Caroline Nelson transferred to Ramapo her sophomore year and feels she's come a long way since then. I talked to her about how she dealt with not feeling a sense of belonging to finding her sense of direction.
Went to school 3 hours away. I had no idea what to expect when I moved away. So I had to deal with grade problems, friendship problems. I had to deal with it on my own. And then when I came here, I had more experience. I feel like I just had a better support system and I feel like more like myself.
I asked Edna Negron, a professor of journalism and advisor to dozens of students, about how she's seen her students grow during the course of their college years, from the beginning to the final months leading up to graduation. So Professor Negron, how have you seen some of your students transform over the past 4 years?
They start out very shy, not having the news judgment that they need to tell a good story and to interview. By junior year, I'm starting to see them get a little bit more confident. They're going out of Ramapo, meeting new people, interviewing new sources off campus. And by senior year, they're sharp. They know what makes a good story. And I think that they're ready to go out and get the jobs that they're looking for.
Nicole Evangelista, a graduating nursing student and member of the Nursing Honor Society, has been through constant change since her first year at Ramapo. Those changes have helped to shape her mentally and emotionally. So Nikki, how do you feel like you transformed from your freshman year of college to senior year?
Being in the sorority and nursing, I've learned communication a lot better, and that you need to kind of open your mouth at times to stand up for yourself, to stand up for others. And going through a personal situation with my mother, who ended up getting cancer halfway through college, taught me that a lot of things in life you can't take for granted, but also that there are more important things in life than some of the silly stuff that people need to deal with.
So knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your freshman year self?
So first I would tell myself that everything's going to be okay.
Don't be afraid to fail, because failure in the end is the best thing that could happen to you, because you learn from your mistakes, know that you're always getting better, and that everything happens for a reason.
Focus on making the best of the 4 years.
With every end comes a new beginning. It's the journey and challenges along the way that have shaped these college students as they begin their road to success. Signing off for the last time as a graduating senior myself, I'm Michelle Mattia, WRPR News.
We do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better.